I'd like to welcome everybody to the first of a new series of Shurim. Shurim on Jewish thought and Musar, Jewish ethics and proper behavior. The first shiur that we are going to do in this series is a shiur on the Igeret HaRamban, the letter of the Ramban. So first let's begin with the question of who is the Ramban? Rav Moshe ben Nachman, also known as Nachmanides, or the Ramban, as we said, is an acronym for his name, Rav Moshe ben Nachman. He was a Spanish rabbi and scholar, one of the leading authors of Chidushim, of novella on the Gemara. He was known as a philosopher, he was known as a Kabbalist. He has extensive commentary throughout Tanakh. He was also a poet, he was also a physician, and his list of credits goes on and on. The Ramban was born in Gerona, Catalina, and his name reflects that. He's referred to as Rav Moshe Gerondi, and he in fact also had a Spanish name, Bonastrug da Porta. He was a significant figure both within the Jewish community and even within the non-Jewish community. Going forward, let's discuss a little bit about the letter and what it is. The letter was composed by the Ramban to his son, who was in Spain, after he had traveled to Israel in his older age. There is a small blurb that you'll find in most editions of the Igeret Ramban at the top. I'll go ahead and I'll read that for you. And that's from the Sefer Me'ulefet Sefirim. Haigeret hazot shalach Ramban zal miro leKatulina. So this letter was sent by the Ramban of blessed memory from his city in Catalina. And there is a Ketav Yad version which coincides with what we've already said in terms of the nature of the letter, that says that this is min Akko to Barcelona, that this was sent from Akko in Israel to Barcelona, livno al anava, to his son, on the subject of humility. V'tziva bo shikrena pam echad b'shvua, and he commanded him that he should read it once a week. V'yadugam echerim imo, and that others, meaning his children, descendants, and others that he was learning and teaching, that they should learn and read this with him. V'yuragil bo bal peh, and they should accustom themselves to know this entire letter by heart. K'dei lechanecham yaldutam b'yirat shamayim, so that from their youth already, they will be accustomed to the fear of heaven. The Ramban, according to this, also lets us know that one who should be yom shiikra geret zeh, that one who reads this letter, shianuhu min hashamayim, that he'll be answered from the heavens, kol ma shishal, that which he asks. V'kol mi sheyagil omro, and whoever has accustomed himself to say it, b'vaday yeh nitzul mikol tzara, he will for sure be saved from any troubles, u'muftach lo shu ben olam haba, and he is assured that he has a place in the world to come. It's interesting to note that Rav Chaim Vital, the main Talmud of the Arizal being the father of Kabbalah in our times, he who gave us the tools to be able to open up the works of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and others, giving us an entrance into the deep wells that were dug in the previous generations containing the depths of Torah in the most esoteric parts, he writes that this letter is a segula, this letter is a treasure for having one's prayers answered. What's meant by that? The idea is that if a person was to read through this letter and he was to contemplate on it, he would open up his mind and his heart, and he would be in the proper frame of mind and being to be able to present his prayers before Hashem, so that they should enter into the gates above in the most direct and proper fashion, that those prayers would be pristine would be pure, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would hear them and answer them. The letter begins, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torat imecha. My son, hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the Torah of your mother. This line coming from Mishle. This line warning us how important it is for us to connect to the previous generations, to connect to those who have already passed through the perils of this world and have already achieved and can offer us advice on how we can lead our lives and how we can move forward. So this letter begins with a discussion of anger. As anger is the most destructive force found in man. Anger comes from the root of all evil traits. Pride, self-centeredness, conceit. In Hebrew, gaava. The opposite of this, the source of all good traits, anava, selflessness, humility. On the other side, there is a force which counteracts anger. The most productive force, the force of patience. Anger is the greatest enticer to deeds that are contradictory to God's will. It's a flame that is ignited from one's sense of self-importance. In a busy city, how often does it happen that somebody walking down the street accidentally happens to touch the shoulder of someone else passing by? An explosion! Hey! Who do you think you are? The person explodes because of his sense of self-importance. How could anyone enter into his space? Destructive, without any question. Titnaheg tamid ledaber kol devareha benahat lekol adam uvechol et. A person should constantly behave with speech that is tranquil, that is relaxing, that is patient to all people and at all times. And by doing this, he will be saved from anger. Anger is a trait that brings man to sin. So the most powerful tool to overcome anger is to never allow the flame to burn by forcing the opposite force upon it. Patience. Patience is a water that quenches this fire. While obtaining true patience as a state of being is something that requires tremendous change to one's core character. Acting with patience is within our grasp if we choose to do so, and it is the primary tool to obtain the ultimate state of being, the tranquility of humility, patience. V'chen amru rabotenu zichronam racha, and so our rabbis of blessed memory have told us, kol ha-koes kol mine gehinom shotin bo, whoever acts in anger, all forms of gehinom, they take hold of him. Now what is gehinom? The place of divine retribution. A place of punishment for having abandoned God's will. one's place of existence, oneself, one's being, can either be a place of kedusha, holiness, a vessel filled with the presence of Hashem, or one that is devoid of His presence, an open area for evil. God does not place His presence in one that honors Himself. There is a mitzvah, there is a commandment that one should have no other God before him. If one idolizes himself, he has placed himself before God. The Hebrew word ani, I, when the letters are rearranged, form the word ayin, nothing. And this is our goal. Our goal is to remove the I, to remove that sense of self that is the basis for anger and therefore the basis for all bad traits. And when you're devoid of yourself, you're filled with the honor of God. And when you fill yourself with your own honor, God's honor is absent. The lack of a revelation of God's presence is the source of the existence of evil. Namely, it allows for His will to be carried out in a hidden fashion. Things will happen in that, so to speak, empty space that appear to be contradictory to His will. There seems to be opposing forces in existence. There's a lack of revelation, a lack of a perceivable presence of God. It's there where anger begins. It's there where evil festers. And the idea that everything isn't completely and totally under the control of Hashem, it's in the belief that we have some control over something. When we want things to go a certain way and it doesn't happen, we react with anger. We react because we believed that we had choice in what would be, that we had control. And when that control doesn't exist, when that control laughs in our face, we become angry. So we see that anger and self-centeredness, gava in particular, they are the cause of separation between man and God. Shneemar, Aserkas mil becha, remove anger from your heart. Avar ra'am yvasarecha, and take away evil from your flesh. Ben ra'el geinom, and there is no evil that is mentioned in the Torah. There's not a mention of geinom. Shneemar v'gam rasha liyom ra'a, and so to the wicked for the day of evil. So that is. If you make a place of evil, a place of absence of God, by filling yourself with yourself, so too the day of evil will come. But in addition to removing anger and acting in patience, one must develop a state of being of patience. V'kashet enatzel min ha-ka'as, when you have saved yourself from anger, ta'ale alibeha midat anava, place then upon your heart humility. Shehi mida tova mikol amidot hatovot, for it is the trait that is the best of all the best traits, of all that which is good. Shenemar ekev anava irat Hashem, following humility is fear of Hashem. Of Pinchas ben Yair, which is used as the basis of Mesilat Yesharim by the Ramchal, lists 10 steps to achieving holiness in Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Torah mivi lidei zihirut. Torah brings one to watchfulness, to removing depression, to monitoring of one's actions. Zihirut mivi lidei zrizut. And this leads to carefulness. This leads to zeal, motivation, moving forward. Zrizut mivei ledinikyot. Zeal leads one to cleanliness, to not lying to oneself, to being honest with what is really right and wrong. And that list goes on, eventually coming to humility, anava, and anava mivili deiz yirat chet. Humility leads to the fear of sin. Fear of sin, which is an aspect of the awe of heaven. It is the fear, the overwhelming state of being, of trembling, and the realization that this is God's world and He fills it and surrounds it. A state of being petrified, that associated with you should be sin, with you should be that which goes against the will of God, that there should be even a trace within you and your existence of something that appears as a contradiction to God's will. This causes him to tremble regarding the possibility of ever having sinned even in the past, that it should be associated with him. It causes him to tremble lest he should sin in the future. Causes him to be holy. So from fighting kas with acts of patience, to placing upon our hearts true patience, do we come to the awe of heaven in its most pristine state. As we've said, that by way of humility you place upon your heart awe. The Ramban now gives us some practical points. You should place always upon your heart. Ma'ayin bata, from where did you come? Ula'an ata olech, where are you going? V'she'ata rima v'tole'a v'chayecha v'afki b'motecha. You are nothing but flesh and blood, the food of worms and maggots, now in your life and all the more so in the world to come. And for whom will you give accounting of your life? Lifnei melech hakavod, before the honorable king. Shenemar, hine ha-shamayim u'shmei ha-shamayim lo yichalkelucha af ki habayit hazeh asher baniti. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heavens of heavens, Q, how much less this house that I have built. V'ne'emar halu et ha'shamayim et ha'aretz ani maleh, Ne'um Hashem. Is it not that the heavens and the earth I fill, says God? V'kashet hachshov et kol ele. When you think of all of this, tira miboreha, you will have awe from your Creator. V'tishmor min ha'chet, and you will guard yourself from sin. What though is the state of mind of a person who has come to realize his true portion in the world? How small and insignificant he truly is? The answer is that he comes to the realization of how precious the gift of life he has is. The grace that has been shined upon him by Hashem and is being chosen to have the opportunity, or the privilege, of being a servant of Hashem, a knight of the king, to have received direct commands, the Torah, from the infinite, to have a relationship with the ultimate and most perfect God. Through revelation at Har Sinai, we were offered a relationship with something that we can't even fathom, with the Master of the Universe. We were placed on this earth by Him, and in theory should have no relationship to Him for the extreme distance between us. But Hashem, out of kindness, handed to us what He desired of us and said, come, come close. Be one of my servants. What a tremendous and awesome opportunity that was placed upon us. So what then is the state of mind? He's nothing, yet he's been handed. He's been handed the mitzvot. He's been handed the position to move forward. With these midot, with these traits, having reached these heights, you will be happy with your portion. You will be exuberant. You will have joy. You will have an aspect of the world to come. וכאשר תתנהג במידת הענווה, להתבושש מכל אדם. When you act with this trait of humility, to be embarrassed before all, to be in fear from Him, מן החטא, from sin, אז תשרה עליך רוח השכינה. Then, when you are in this state, when you are in the state of being holy through humility, through fear of heaven and sin, and you are happy with your portion, then upon you will rest the spirit of the presence of God, Beziv Kevoda, a radiance of His honor, Yechaye Olam Haba, in the world to come. V'ata b'ni, now, ki amitka'e b'libo al habriyot, that one who elevates himself over created beings, mored hu b'machut shumayim, he is rebelling and revolting against the kingship of heaven. For you were created in this world as all other things were created. Your particular gifts as a human being are your particular part of the divine plan. Just the bird has wings to fly, you have gifts to fulfill your part in the universe. Each one with our unique individual part. What makes you place yourself as greater than anyone else is not something that's in your hands, is not something that you possess and is yours. For he is adorning himself. The Lord reigns, he is clothed. He is clothed with majesty. For the unique gifts, as we said, they are tools to be used for one's particular mission in life. To take pride in what was not earned, but gifted by God, is to take what one does not own. Is to be a thief. Uvuma yitgae lev adam. With what will man raise up his heart? Im ba'osher, with riches? Hashem morishuma ashir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make one poor or will make one rich. Ve'im bechavod, with honor? Halo lelukim hu. Honor belongs to God. Shne'emar ba'osher ba'akavod melefanecha. Both riches and honor come from you. Ve'ech mitpa'er bechavod kono. How can you adorn yourself with the honor of your Maker? Ve'im mitpa'er bechokhma. And if wisdom is what you want to adorn yourself with, Mesir safa le'ne'emanim v'ta'am zekenim yikach. He removes the speech of the trusty and takes away the understanding of the aged. Before Hashem, everything is equal. Everything is nothing. The greatest prince and the lowest court jester, when standing before Hashem, are equal. At any moment, Hashem can change anyone from one status to another. Nimsakol shavelif ne'amakom. Everything is equal before God. Ki ba'apo mashpil ge'im. For in his anger, he will throw down those that have raised themselves up. Uvratzono magbia shefalim. And in his will, he will raise up those that are downtrodden. And ishpira. Therefore, throw yourself down. Vinasecha makom. And raise up. The bottom line is that realization of one's true position and recognizing the greatness of Hashem is the way to transform oneself truly. When one contemplates the great kindness that is done to him just to exist, he draws closer to Hashem. The more he is Osek in Torah, the greater will be his connection. The more he directs his thoughts in this fashion during prayer, the greater the communion will be with his Maker. All this implanted into oneself brings a realization that moving in Hashem's way is the only path of true stability. The only path that will truly be a straight line from who he is to what he will be. It is the one line that defines him his present, his past, and his future. His relationship with Hashem. On that path he can walk with trust that Hashem will assist him, will guide him, and will move him forward step by step as he develops anava, humility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise him in holiness. Once we understand the importance of this goal, the Ramban now lays out for us tools. I will now explain to you how to behave with the trait of humility, to go with it always. All your words should be relaxed, with patience. Your head bowed. Your eyes looking down, la'aretz, to the ground, and your heart above. Don't stare into people's faces when you're speaking to them. Have some sense of embarrassment before everyone. Everyone should be in your eyes is greater than you. Everyone could possibly be fulfilling their potential at a far greater level than you are. You, with all your mighty and great gifts that God has given to you, have not even used one drop of those gifts to serve Him in its fullest possible way. This man that stands before you, perhaps he may be less in his money, in his honor, in his intelligence, but perhaps he's using more of his kochot, of his energies, to serve God properly. Bim chacham or ashiru, if he is wise or he is rich, alech lechavdo, you have to honor him. You should be honoring him, because if God granted him gifts, you have to honor the fact that he may very well be using them at a far greater potential and manner than you would if you yourself had those same gifts. Vim rashu, and if he's poor, v'ata ashir, and you are rich, o chacham mimenu, or you're wiser than he is, chashu b'divcha ki ata chayav mimenu v'hu zachay mimcha. You should think in your heart that perhaps he has more merit than you. Sheimu chote hu shogeg, because if he would sin, he would be sinning unwittingly. But you would be sinning willingly because you know better. With all your speech, your deed, and your thoughts, and at all times, you should envision yourself standing before God. Ushkinato alecha, and his presence is upon you. Ki kvodo ma'ale olam, for his honor fills the world. Udvarecha yu be'ema, your words should be with fear. Uvira and awe, ki'ever lifnei rabo, like a slave before his master. V'titpayesh mikol adam, you should be embarrassed from all men. For are you fulfilling your potential? Are you being all that you can be? Ve'im ikracha ish ataneu b'koram. And when you meet someone, don't answer him. Don't call him in a loud voice. Rak b'nahat ko'omed lifnei rabo. But rather softly, like one who stands before his master. all the tools are there to facilitate moving in the path of Hashem's will. But one also has to know what Hashem's will is. Once knowing what Hashem's will is, one must not let it go stale. He must act with zeal and motivation to fulfill his will as soon as possible. In fact, he should choose his studies well and choose them in the areas where he can put them into practice immediately. Because when he rises from his studies, he should go and find something along the lines of what he learned in order to do and fulfill that which he learned. A person should look into his deeds morning and night. He should be thinking over his day carefully, minute by minute. And then all of his days will be in return to Hashem. Penance. One must also purify his mental faculties and prayer to approach the and truly cleave to Hashem. At the time of prayer, a person should remove from his heart everything. He prepares his heart before God. He should purify his mind. Hadibur kodem shetotzienu mipicha, and you should carefully weigh every word before allowing it to leave your mouth. Veken taaseh kol yimechaye v'lecha b'chol davar v'davar v'lo techateh. And so you should do your entire life regarding everything. Think before acting, prepare before doing, and so one will not come to sin. Uvze yiyu devarecha umaasecha umashivotecha yesharim. And with this, your words, your deeds, and your thoughts will be straightforward and proper. Utfilatcha tye zacha uvara v'nikiya umchunenet mekobelet lifnei ha'makom baruch hu. And so his prayers will be clear and pure, and they will be prepared and acceptable before God. Shneemar tachin libam takshiv oznecha. You will strengthen their heart, you will cause your ear to hear. The Rabban finishes his letter by telling us, "Tikra ha'igeret hazot pamechad b'shvua v'lo tevachot." Every week you should read this letter. L'kaima to fulfill it, ulelechet ba tamid, and to walk with it always achar Hashem yiparach, after God. L'man tatzliach bechol derechecha, in order that you should be successful in all your ways. You will merit the world to come, which is hidden away for the righteous. And in every day that you read it, you'll be answered for heaven on that which you have placed upon your heart to ask. Ad olam, forever. Amen. Selah.